I want to share a brief word. It's titled Shaping Your Destiny Through Fasting and Prayer. What's the title? Your Destiny Through Fasting and Prayer. Amen. Bible says, when ye fast, not if you fast. What does the Bible say? When you fast or if you fast? When you fast. Amen. The way people are looking at me, maybe we should need to open that scripture. Matthew chapter 6. Because I don't think we'll have the screen for. So please write down. Okay, so Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites. So I'm not going into the details. I'm just trying to bring out that fact. When ye fast, praise the Lord. Bible also tells us in the same Matthew chapter 6, when ye pray, praise the Lord. So it's good that it's in the same chapter. It's telling us things expected of us. Amen. When ye fast, when you pray, when you eat, when you sleep, isn't it? Or should I say if you sleep? No, you sleep. When you fast, when you pray. You know, surprisingly, what the Bible says about if any man sin. Praise the Lord. It didn't say when you sin. It said if. Amen. So, a sad reality we find ourselves is that the things that they say if has become when. The ones they say when has become if. Come here. I don't like you. You are too far from me. That's the problem when you sit too far. You become recognized. You shall come and sit here. So when you fast, so Bible, we are expected. We are expected to fast. This is how your mother looked when she was 20. I don't know how old you are now, so you look alike so much. When you fast, God expects us to fast. Amen. Currently, the church is on 30, 31 days. And the word I bring you today is encouragement, particularly as young people, to encourage ourselves in the discipline and art of prayer and fasting. Amen. I mean, as young people, students, and we may not do 30, 31 days, but we don't do zero. Praise the Lord. We encourage ourselves. I know fasting may be a tough discipline. Particularly, people respond differently to fasting. Me, oh. And I was like 16, 17. When you mention fasting, just the word, my body starts to shake. I start to have goose pimples. I don't want to hear the conclusion of that matter. Because I loved my food very well. Praise the Lord. And I say fast. I start to shake. My bones start to ache. And when I have, maybe tomorrow is fasting, by around 6 p.m., I'll start to pity myself of what will happen to me tomorrow. I'm telling you the reality. Praise the Lord. I was never looking forward to it. So when I wake up that day of fasting, I say, today, oh God, have mercy. Everybody has a history. Praise the Lord. But gradually, we started. We do half day. Or sometimes we take something light in the morning. We break in the evening. And gradually then, as the discipline continued, for when? One was in this church. The fathers and the mothers are warriors. Praise the Lord. So, and the men constantly, they led us into battles. And then one got stronger and stronger and stronger. Praise the Lord. And that's it. Amen. It is to exercise. Pastor always says that thing. Just exercise. Don't say zero. Start little. Start little. Little later will become consistently little. And then consistently greater. Then consistently much. Praise the Lord. When ye fast. So fasting is something we are expected to do regularly. Amen. And as we grow, it becomes part of us and becomes part of our Christian discipline. Amen. Apostle Paul talked about this, saying fastings often. Amen. Fastings often. So don't let us be so scared that we run away from any time about fasting. No. Let's start with the little we can start with. Amen. Let's encourage ourselves in it. Start to get our acts of discipline, because fasting is part of our Christian discipline. Amen. In New Testament, it's actually the Sabbath of the Lord. Amen. Is the what? It's the Sabbath of the Lord. Old Testament, Sabbath was a day. They still observe it in Israel. But in New Testament, Sabbath is a fast. In Sabbath, they shut down and try to concentrate in worship and prayer. Amen. That's what we do too in fasting. We shut down. Remember, it is this: out of your bellies shall flow what? Rivers of living water. That's the belly that you shut down and concentrate its attention to prayers. Amen. How many went through that first phase of prayer this afternoon? It wasn't easy. Let's be real now. It wasn't easy. But thank God, it's an exercise. Amen. It's an exercise. Out of your bellies will flow rivers of living waters. Why do we fast? Amen. Because that's, you know, when you know the importance of something, then you want to exercise yourself. I mean, why do people go to school? You've seen the importance of how maybe education changed. You see a family brought up in the village, one went to school, but 15, 20 years later, you see the mindset, you see the perception and co. So why do we fast? And that's the first one I told you, is to generate spiritual power. It's to do what? Spiritual power. Out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water. So all the energy that should have been used to digest liver, bokoto, inyon, egusi, you conserve all that. Praise the Lord. And then you use that energy to pray. Amen. Fasting is always with prayers. Amen. Always with prayers. That's because it allows you to use that time that you shut down physical eating to spend time to generate spiritual power. Amen. To generate spiritual power. So that is the reason that we fast. You want to generate spiritual power. I will later at least end up with the confessions we ended with while we are doing the major prayers with Good Evening Jesus on the rewards of our fasting and prayer. So because the rewards and why we fast really dovetails together. But I want to just pick out some major issues as why we fast, and then later I'll talk about the rewards of fasting and prayer. Praise the Lord. Bible says that this kind does not go except by fasting and prayer. Praise the Lord. Then he was talking about the demonic attack. Let's go there. Book of Matthew. Matthew 17, verse 21. How be it? Say it. How be it? This kind goeth not out, but by fasting and prayer. He was just trying to say that your regular praying, your regular praying in the spirit will definitely bind a lot of devils. But there are some devils And that's what we're saying. Say, this kind does not go out except by fasting and prayer. Amen. But it's a background of the first reason. You generate power. Amen. You generate power. So, and that's why this kind just needs more power. Praise the Lord. So, remember we say that fasting and prayer is important because it helps us to generate power. Amen. And then to deal with spiritual forces. Amen. And that's why we encourage ourselves to fast. Like Pastor said, we don't glorify or worship fasting. Fasting, we don't so much embrace fasting that fasting becomes the God. God is not God now, it's fasting. We know, or you know, and that's why sometimes, you know, spiritism over spirituality. You look down on people who don't fast, and go, you have a problem, and you just, once I fast, later your faith is not in God, your faith is in fasting. That's an extreme, and it's very common in the church. Okay, or some churches have even built their doctrine around that. Your faith is in a person. Amen. Faith is in a person. It's in God. Praise the Lord. But to enhance your faith, to generate more power, we fast. Amen. So a time will come very, if one is not careful and one starts to so much glorify fasting, fasting now becomes, in short, you start to believe that once I don't fast, then the devil will kill me. You are not, there's no trust in the mercy of God anymore. There's now that trust in your ability to fast. Amen. The human spirit is always given to both extremes. Either extreme of worshiping fasting or extreme of I cannot fast. Amen. I thank God. I heard that when I was very young. He said the devil is the father of both extremes. In a line, at the extreme, every time is the devil you see. God is balanced. Praise the Lord. God is always balanced. So, I will encourage us. Let us exercise ourselves. Put ourselves forward to fasting. I mean, like I was saying, this time we are fasting. You may not be able to do all, but slotting yourself in. When you know you are free, fast. Set your way to exercise yourself, and you grow in it. Praise the Lord. You grow in it. So, it's not a time to condemn yourself. It's time to encourage yourself to participate. Amen. As much as you can, then you just see yourself growing more and more in the discipline of fasting and prayer. Amen. Psalm 35, verse 13. Psalm 35, verse 13. Kenny, you read it for us. I think I should stop reading. What do you call your name again? Yeah, Simi, you read the next scripture. I hope you have your Bible with you. Find it. Psalm 35, verse 13. Kenny. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting. Just stop there. Yeah, I humbled my soul with fasting. Amen. The pastor keeps talking about humility, meekness, humility, growing grace. The way you grow in grace is by growing in humility. One of the ways to humble yourself is by fasting. Praise the Lord. I humbled my soul with fasting. Amen. I remember many years ago, one of our old mummies, she's gone up to be with the Lord now. Probably only Sister Eniola will know her. Many, many years. So she was, and my friend, we used to live in the same area, so we used to live together after church. So I remember one Tuesday, I think we were coming to church, and it was a fasting day, and she dropped at one office, or there was a traffic problem at somewhere, and the person just said something. And I said, if not the state that I am in, you will not have gotten away to it. But you know, it looked jocular, but she was humble. She was fasting. She didn't have the strength to answer him, but that's what fasting does for us. Praise the Lord. I humbled my soul with fasting. Amen. So, it's probably will have been the first, but it's the, you know, the, and that helps us. We generate spiritual power. Praise the Lord. This kind does not go except by fasting and prayer. That power is used to make sure we pray. You need to put prayer into it. It's not just fasting and waiting. No, it's fasting and praying. Amen. You know, sometimes we fast, no prayer, and we are waiting. You know what we're waiting for? for the fast to end. So that's fasting and waiting. No, it's fasting and praying. Amen. So we can ward off. You know, Daniel said he was fasting. He said, from the day you prayed, the prince of Persia withheld the answers to the prayer. And Daniel continued fasting. He said, and now I'm come, the angel answered, Michael said, I came for thy answers and dislodged that prince of Persia. Amen. So in the book of Daniel. So that's the power of fasting and prayer. And when we dislodge the devil, just like Michael came, it gives opportunity for the angels of God to have a free course. Praise the Lord. For the angels of God to have a free course in our lives. Amen. And once the angels of God have a free course in our life, what they are doing is fulfilling God's will for us. Amen. The devil is blocking answers. He's blocking the will of God for your life. But with generation of power, with fasting, with prayer, we always dislodge them. And so the angels of God have a free course. And that's why we say, you sharpen your destiny with fasting and prayer. Amen. It's not just this 30 days. It's the regular. Amen. It's the regular. That's why Jesus, even though Jesus told us, this kind does not go except by fasting and prayer. We don't have record that when Jesus faced that devil, that Jesus went to fast and pray. That regular habit of fasting and prayer has stored up power. Amen. So in the day it was needed, he could speak the word. Amen. Definitely there are some times we face some challenges. Praise the Lord. Challenges in our life, challenges in our family that we need to put intense fasting and prayer. But all we save ourselves many of those things by regular fasting and prayer. Amen. Regular exercise ourselves in fasting and prayer. Thank God for times like this that as a church, amen, we set out a time to pray. But as throughout the year, regular, okay, engage yourself in fasting and prayer so that constantly those things that can, this kind that doesn't go except by fasting and prayer, you are constantly pushing them at bay. Amen. And the day you need power, power is already there because of your constant. Then there will be a few times that you may need to put in extra. Just do what it takes. Amen. Praise the Lord. In UI, and I know they are doing exams. Students, you are reading, you have 80 pages for the subject. After 20 pages, you are tired. Do you go and sleep because you are tired? No, you give it what it takes. Praise the Lord. You wake, you stand up, you walk about it, and come and sit down, give it more. Praise the Lord. Spiritual things are as real as that. Amen. Amen. So I've talked about generating power, dislodging the devil, okay, with the power of fasting and prayer, and then humility. Amen. Humility. We'll talk about it in the rewards of fasting and prayer very soon. So, humility, very important. Keep ourselves humble. Amen. Keep ourselves humble. I humbled my soul with fasting. I humbled my soul with fasting. So that our heart is constantly, thank you, Holy Spirit. Before I go to rewards of fasting and prayer, we should end soon. It's one reason why you should encourage yourself in fasting, praise the Lord, is because really with time, I tell my son this. I say, you need to pray. Increase your depth and length of prayers. The reason is that you are getting older. You're now 21 plus. I think I told him this when he was 21. You need to become more responsible. Amen. I said, Pastor, prays for all the pastors. And prays for our children. I, your dad, who is a pastor, I pray for you. You can pray short prayers. Many things will work for you. You're under a great covering. But you are getting older. Praise the Lord. You know, in a house, you have a father who works very hard. Uncle, he provides for the children. And then the children are well spaced. There's an elder one. There are two or three in the middle. And then there's one young one. And then the elder one finishes university, is doing internship, is working, is still in the house. Then when the younger one says, oh, I need Capri, so the father says, what do you, he said, don't worry, daddy, I'll go and get it for him. Or you say, no, I'll take him to school. And along the way, he buys him Capri and biscuit. That, if he doesn't do it, the father will do it. But he's showing now that I've come of age. I need to be more responsible. Praise the Lord. That's the same thing, particularly as we are youths now, as we are growing older. And that older sometimes is not just chronological. The years we have been as Christians. Praise the Lord. You are now 5 years in the faith, 10 years. You need to start also showing more responsibility to the house. Amen. Partaking fasting and prayer, because the house itself needs a lot of power. Amen. To get things done. You yourself, the more you are praying, you are covering for your younger ones. Amen. So it's that flow of power. Become more responsible to your spiritual responsibility. Be more aware of your spiritual responsibility. Praise the Lord. Yeah, if you really don't fast, really, I can tell you, things for a while can work well. The power is stored up. Your pastors are praying. The youth pastor is praying for you. Pastor is praying for you. But you yourself, with time, start to become responsible. Amen. So the fathers in the house should start even taking some rest for some things, because we are now growing to enter into our place. Amen. And that's how it should be. We should also see it like it's a family responsibility. Amen. So that there is power that is available. That's why let's see fasting and prayer from that end. Okay, so rewards of fasting and praying. I'll mention them quickly. It said increase in revelation knowledge of God's word. Amen. That's not about fasting. It's that humility that brings revelation. Amen. That humility that fasting does brings revelation. So, increase revelation knowledge of God's word. Fasting also helps us to get instant answers to prayers. That's because power is available. Amen. So, increase revelation knowledge of God's word. We get instant answers to our prayers. Amen. We bring forth and build up spiritual children by our lives and our prayers. That's why I said, by the time you are fasting and praying, you are covering also for your younger ones. Praise the Lord. Covering for people in your family. You bring forth and you build up spiritual children. Okay? By your life of prayers. Amen. You have the development of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Development of the fruit of the Spirit. All these brothers that women are always bombarding your mind. Fasting and prayer will help you. Praise the Lord. It will decongest your mind and put some clarity. Amen. So development of the fruit of the Spirit and the divine character. We've already talked about meekness, lowliness. That's the origin of character. When you are meek and lowly, Jesus said, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly. Other things will start to work in place. Amen. So, manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit and the divine character. Deliverance. Okay? You have spiritual ability to wrestle and overcome spiritual wickedness and everything. But this kind does not go by fasting and prayer. Amen. Let me make sure that I've counted them well. Increased revelation knowledge of God's word. Okay? Instant answers to prayers. Okay? You bring forth and build up spiritual children by our lives and prayers. Development of the fruit of the Spirit and the divine character. Exercise authority over powers of darkness, including wicked spirits. Okay, this kind that does not go. So, six of them. All this is in Isaiah 58. Please. So that there's scripture. So you have material prosperity, plenty of good food for the health of our bodies. Praise the Lord. So God will supply your needs according to his riches and glory. Once you fast, you deny yourself, you open your door to blessings. Praise the Lord. And really embedded in that also, apart from the food that God gives us prosperity, but fasting also improves our health. Amen. The body shuts down, all the digestion, and it takes a rest. Amen. It does what? It takes a rest, and it's also good for our health. Praise the Lord. Let me end with the title. As we regularly fast and pray under covering, with faith with God, it's not faith in the fasting, faith with God, gradually we are shaping our own destinies. Amen. Shaping your own destiny by fasting and prayer. Regular. But your faith is in God. You always add fasting to it. Let's talk to God. Thank him for his mercies. Thank him for his grace. Pray for grace to fast. Pray for grace to fast. Grace to seek God in fasting. It's about God. It's about His mercies. For grace to fast. You can start small. Exercise yourself in it. Keep on. Keep on. Exercise yourself. And you get better. Your length of fasting will increase. The amount of times you pray during fasting will increase. But your faith is in God. Let's round up our prayers. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Our Father, we thank you for your word. The entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. Thank you for the grace that you've given us today to pray. And Lord, Father, to join the good evening, Jesus. And thank you for the word we have had, shaping our destiny through fasting and prayers. We thank you for our fathers. We honor them. We honor them greatly for their work's sake, for leading an army daily into battle of fasting and prayer. As youth, as we, when we join, Lord, strengthen us to fast. Strengthen us to pray. More importantly, after this period, grant us the grace of consistency in fasting and prayer so that we will receive all the rewards of fasting and prayer in Isaiah 58. Help us that through our faith in you, with regular fasting and prayer, will positively shape our destinies so that thy kingdom will come in our lives and thy will be done. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Let's pray in faith. Generate power to grant you grace for fasting. Thank you, Jesus. Baraba kasike, baraba sake, predo sapambo, braba shandelele, rustaka, cabra nostaya. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed.